Hello, everybody, and welcome to the SSTN podcast. And this week, we got the incredible news that we are now available on Apple Podcasts. So that's where we assume most of our viewers are going to be coming from now, and I couldn't be more excited. And also, follow our Twitter at SSTN Podcast and our Instagram at SSTN Podcast. But like every podcast, we start off the episode with the news. So today is no different. And moving on to our first news, we have Christian Yelich season over with knee injury. So, Sam, what do you have to say on this Christian Yelich injury?
Very interesting, and we'll see where it goes. It seems to be very key, and we'll just have to see.
Yeah, moving on to the next news, we have Antonio Brown accused of raping his former trainer. Now, if this man cannot stay out of the news for more than 5 minutes, that would really be nice, because I don't know what more this man can do to lead everybody in the NFL, even Patriots fans, to hate this guy. Like, he is the biggest locker room trouble. I honestly cannot do anything with Antonio Brown anymore. I don't know how anybody can respect this guy. So, Sam, what do you have to say on this?
Ah, Antonio Brown can't stay out of the news. I can't believe there's always something every 5 minutes with this guy. When does it stop? I don't get it.
Mm-hmm. Moving on to the next news, we have the Jets Utah man with a sign holding up, and for the kicker tryouts actually, but they signed kicker Sam Ficken. So this whole Jets kicker situation is a complete mess, in my opinion. Do you think the Jets had a Pro Bowl kicker last year, Jason Myers, now barely having any good kickers? How much do you think this will affect the Jets special teams?
We don't know. We have to wait and see how it will affect them. If the dude can kick a field goal, then that should be fine. We'll just have to see.
I know. Hunter Henry also fractured his knee. And the Chargers hope to get him back by 2019. But Hunter Henry's a way above average tight end, in my opinion. So it honestly sucks to see one of Phillip Rivers' biggest targets going, and especially for my fantasy team. But at the end of the day, I still think the Chargers will be fine without Melvin Gordon or Hunter Henry.
Obviously, without Melvin Gordon, that was already a loss. Now Hunter Henry, that's two big losses. I'm not sure how the Chargers are going to handle this. And it might affect their playoff situation.
So this is your happy news. Next, we have Luis Severino named the Yankees starter on Tuesday. So how much do you think this helps the Yankees?
Oh, man. You don't know how long it's been. Oh, my goodness. All year long, everyone's like, oh, the Yankees, their pitching is horrible. First of all, our pitching has been very good of late. James Paxton is a legitimate ace. Masahiro Tanaka, even though he didn't have a good start against Boston, he had two good starts before that. The pitching is starting to figure itself out. Domingo Germán looked very good. CC Sabathia looked all right. And now Luis Severino, we're getting our ace back. I feel like this just helps the Yankees drastically. This is a big, big upgrade.
Yeah, this is a huge news for baseball, considering that Luis Severino is the ace on by far the biggest market team in all of baseball. So, yeah, that's crazy. But moving on to our next news, we have Sam Darnold has mono, and he will be out against the Cleveland Browns in week two. So we're going to be talking about the whole Jets-Browns game, especially me as a Browns fan later. But obviously, Sam Darnold with his loss affects the Jets a lot, because that means Trevor Siemian will be the starting quarterback for the Jets. So what do you feel about this whole Sam Darnold loss for the Jets?
Well, it's not just Sam Darnold. They may be out with Le'Veon Bell as well, who had that shoulder injury, what I heard it was. He's most likely going to play. Well, it affects a lot. It's Sam Darnold, obviously, the young star quarterback of the Jets. But Trevor Siemian, when he came up with the Broncos, he had a few games that made everyone think that he was all right. So maybe he can do the same thing against your Browns. And I wanted to see the look on your face if the Browns lose this game.
Well, we'll talk about that later, because I already know what I'm going to say about that later. But next up, we got Darius Geis placed on IR, and the Redskins expect him to be out for around 8 weeks. And I'm a huge believer in Darius Geis. I think he can be a great, great running back in this league one day. Obviously, he had the injury in his rookie season, and now in this season, he's already getting injured. So it looks like Darius Geis will never get his true potential.
Well, last year, Adrian Peterson was the only reliable back for the Redskins, and even he was seems to be not very good at sometimes. And this was his year to shine. It's very upsetting. You'd hate to see players like this go down with injuries.
Yep. Moving on to our next topic, we got the week two predictions. So obviously, last night the Buccaneers played the Panthers. The Buccaneers got the win. And as a Mike Evans fantasy holder, I was getting so mad at the beginning of that game and until that big catch, but Mike Evans still underachieved. I think the defense is paying way too much attention to Mike Evans, and that's leading Chris Godwin to having big games. But yeah, so that was the game last night. Moving on to our first game for games upcoming, we have the 49ers at the Bengals. Now, the Bengals impressed last week against the Seahawks, only losing by 1 point. And the 49ers defense was actually quite impressive against the Buccaneers. They had two touchdowns. But at the end of the day, I'm still not a believer in the Cincinnati team after what they did last week. Joe Mixon will be playing injured, if at all. So I do think Jimmy G and the 49ers will take this one on the road.
I do think also the 49ers are going to take this one. They had a very impressive win against the Buccaneers. Their defense looked very good in the end of the game, even though it was a bit shaky at the start. And I'm not a big believer in Jimmy G, but I feel like if he can just be average, this 49ers team can be really good. And that's just what it is.
All right, moving on to our next game, we've got the Chargers and the Lions. And the Chargers are used to playing in sunny California. They're not maybe used to playing in domes that much. But at the end of the day, even with the whole Hunter Henry loss, the Detroit Lions, they choked a lead against the Arizona Cardinals last week. And I really don't trust this team at all. I still think Austin Eckler is a good replacement for Melvin Gordon, if not a great one. And obviously that whole offense is elite. And that defense has Derwin James, Joey Bosa, and much more. So I'm a huge believer in that defense too. So I do think the Chargers also take this one on the road.
I'm going to have to disagree. I think the Lions are going to take this game. You know, the Lions, they have those type of games throughout the year where even though they don't have a great year, they show up for one or two or three games during the year like they did last year when they beat New England, when they beat Miami, when they had actually a pretty good record. They do these things once in a while. I feel like they're going to do it. I think they're going to do it again.
All righty. Moving on to the next game. We have the Vikings at the Packers. And call me crazy. Say this is a bad opinion. But I might be in love with the road teams at this one. I'm saying the Minnesota Vikings upset Green Bay here. Minnesota's defense is obviously great with Harrison Smith on it. It's been an elite defense for years now. And their offense, I feel, has like more stability than it ever did. Dalvin Cook is the running back of the future for this team. And Kirk Cousins has so many elite weapons with Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs. So I do think Minnesota actually takes down Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers in this one.
I'm going to have to disagree with you on that. I do think that the Aaron Rodgers is going to, as you know, he was my pick for number one on fantasy team. Aaron Rodgers, who also my pick for the MVP this year. Aaron Rodgers is going to have a great game. I feel like the Packers, they're just going to learn from their last game against the Bears. They're going to be better, and I think they're going to take this game.
Well, after week one, I was thinking, like, definitely Patrick Mahomes is going to repeat MVP, or maybe even Carson Wentz gets it. And at the end of the day, I was thinking if, like, Christian McCaffrey actually, like, was, like, keep doing the monster things he did in week one, even he can win MVP. But, yeah, moving on to the next game, we got the Colts with the Titans. Okay, so not by all the Titans fans out there, I don't want to be called a loser because I'm a Browns fan, and you guys destroyed me last week. And I can't be called a loser by picking against you. I'm picking Tennessee to win this one at home. The Colts obviously had Jacoby Brissett as their quarterback now instead of Andrew Luck. And that's enough said for me. I think the Titans will win this one at home.
I definitely do think the Titans are going to win this game. They proved that they can play last week with the Browns. They crushed what was apparently going to be a Super Bowl team. This team was going to like rise up and they were going to win the Super Bowl. They were going to be 16-0. They were going to go all the way. Baker Mayfield was going to be the MVP. But they did it. they were able to do it.
I mean, moving on to the next game, we got the Patriots at the Dolphins. And does this game even need much explaining? Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah, the Patriots are winning this one. I don't care if they're on the road. Yeah, Sam.
Yeah, the Patriots. Yeah, the Patriots are gonna win this.
Yeah, Sam game. Doesn't even need to speak. The Patriots are winning this one. Moving on to the next game with the Bills at the Giants. Devin Singletary will run for 500 yards on your Giants. Now, I'm obviously just kidding, not 500. But, you know, I'm a huge believer in Devin Singletary. I think everybody knows this by now. Obviously, the Bills' defense, they held the Jets in the whole second part of the game for the offense to have the opportunity to come back. And this Giants team, even though they're at home, you know, the Giants team isn't the greatest this year. So, you know, I'm picking another team from New York to win this one, and that's the Buffalo Bills.
I'm going to have to disagree with you. I think the New York Giants are going to take this one. They had a tough opponent. Call me biased. I'm just saying, if Saquon Barkley just hits the ground running and the defense can do enough against Josh Allen, the Giants will squeeze out with a victory.
Okay, moving on to the next game. We got the Seahawks at the Steelers. Yeah, the Seahawks looked a little disappointing last week. But talk about disappointing last week. We got the Pittsburgh Steelers number one on that list, maybe the Browns. But, yeah, so I do think even though Seahawks are on the road, I do think Russell Wilson and the guys take this one home.
Well, who do I pick here? Let's see. Who are they playing again?
Steelers.
Let me just hear it. Yeah. The Steelers, I thought they were going to win the division. I thought the Ravens were going to win this, but I thought the Steelers were going to make the playoffs this year. Obviously, it didn't look good against the Patriots. That defense just looked awful. The play calling just looked awful. I don't know about what's going on with them anymore. I'm just going to have to pick the Seahawks.
All right, moving on to the Cowboys and the Redskins. I have Ezekiel Elliott, Brett Maher, and the Cowboys defense on fantasy. But, call me crazy, in the first part of that Eagles game, the Redskins looked too damn good. I'm saying that Case Keenum and the boys, without Darius Geis, take this one home. Jordan Reed might be coming back, and even though as good as the Cowboys – okay, no, never mind. I take that back. The Cowboys are winning this game. I can't say the Redskins are beating the Cowboys. No, I take that back.
There's no way that the Redskins would ever come close to beating the Cowboys. I'm sorry. I hate the Cowboys. But the Redskins are just too injured. They just don't have enough. I don't understand how they could ever win this game.
Cardinals at Ravens. Well, Lamar Jackson, Mark Ingram, Hollywood Brown, Mark Andrews, a decent O-line, an elite defense. You know, Michael Pierce, all those guys on that defense – putting in pressure, getting picks, doing everything they need to versus a rookie quarterback in Kyler Murray and a team that did come back last week. But, yeah, Baltimore's taking this one.
Of course, Baltimore's going to take this one. They're my pick to win the division this year. I said, can you repeat that? I am probably the biggest fan of Lamar Jackson, probably. Like, you have to admit that, right?
I'll admit that. If you're a man, I'm the biggest fan of Devin Singletary.
Oh, we all know how you feel with Devin Singletary. Yes, but I said he was the best quarterback from the draft. No one believed me until Mayfield decided to emulate 2015 Eli Manning. Lamar Jackson, he's not a running back. He is a quarterback. He is a quarterback. The Ravens' defense is elite, and Lamar Jackson is elite. Their offense looked really good. Granted, it was against the Dolphins, but they put up 59 points, and you just can't sleep on that. The Ravens are taking this one.
All righty. Moving on to the next game, the Jaguars with the Texans. So, I'm the guy who believes in Gardner Minshew. I'm one of those guys. I obviously believe in Jalen Ramsey. And all this Jalen Ramsey and DeAndre Hopkins talk on Instagram, respecting each other, I cannot wait for that matchup, honestly. But at the end of the day, as much as I thought the Jaguars were going to be 12-4 this year and all that stuff, I do think Houston takes this one at home.
Well, especially with Nick Foles going down, you got to remember that Nick Foles is not going to be playing. And the Jaguars, I don't even know who's going to start for them.
Well, Gardner Minshew.
Yeah, I don't really have a lot of trust in him. He's going to have to prove it. Maybe the Jaguars defense could hold him back, but I just don't see it. The Texans, Deshaun Watson is too good. They did lose Jadeveon Clowney on defense, and that kind of hurt them a bit in their game against the Saints. They have They have DeAndre Hopkins. I feel he's one of the best wide receivers in the NFL. I don't know. I think the Texans are just going to take this one.
All right, moving on to the next team. That's Chiefs at the Raiders. And who cares about Tyreek Hill being hurt? Because Sammy Watkins is, like, one of the best receivers in the league now. Just kidding. But, yeah, so Patrick Mahomes. Josh Jacobs cannot carry a whole team. I'm sorry. I believe this is one of the best running back classes that we are going to get in the history of the NFL because, obviously, Devin Singletary, Josh Jacobs, I've been two of their biggest fans forever. Plus, I'm a believer in David Montgomery and all of those guys.
Saquon Barkley and Sony Michel and Rashad Penny are not a good running back. Okay.
No. If anything, it's the Zeke draft. This is all in recent memory. So, I mean, yeah, Saquon, Michelle and Penny haven't really proved themselves yet. But, yeah.
Michelle hasn't proven anything? What are you talking about?
Yeah, he's a good running back, but he didn't do anything in the Steelers game. And I think there are better options than Sony Michel. But moving on with this game, the Chiefs and the Raiders, Patrick Mahomes is Patrick Mahomes. That's all I have to say to it.
You said that Jacobs could not carry a team by himself, and you know who can carry a team by himself?
Who?
Patrick Mahomes can carry a team by himself. And he has Travis Kelce. Sammy Watkins showed us why he was a first-round pick, why he was such a top-regarded wide receiver. Was on the Bills before. Could have been a nice 1-2 punch with your man Devin Singletary, but we'll never know. But, yeah, the Chiefs are going to win this one. The Chiefs, I feel like the Patriots, went now that they have Antonio Brown, I'm slightly against saying this, but I still feel the Chiefs are coming out of the AFC this year.
All right. Moving on to our next game. You want to know what is a comedy?
What is it?
Eddie Jackson, Roquan Smith, all the guys on that defense coming straight after Joe Flacco or trying to pick his passes because Joe Flacco is Joe Flacco. So the Bears at the Broncos, who the hell cares if it's in Mile High? The Bears are winning this one.
Well, we don't know, actually, because Mitchell Trubisky, the jury's still out on him. He did not look good against the Packers.
Still better than Joe Flacco.
Well, Joe Flacco does have some of those games where he can show some stuff. The Broncos, they still got Von Miller. They still got a pretty good defense. Maybe the Broncos can do this, but I'm going to have to agree with you. The Chicago Bears, I think they're just too good. Their defense is, I think, can we all agree that the Bears' defense is the best? I think that's better than the Cowboys. I think they have the best defense in the NFL.
The Bears' defense? Oh, yeah, it's way better. Yeah, so move on to the next game about the Saints at the Rams. So the Rams barely beat a team that lost to the Buccaneers, and the Buccaneers are terrible. But the Saints are on the road on this one at the Rams. So this makes this game completely 50-50 in my eyes. But the Texans gave the Saints a run for their money as well. And, yeah, the Saints aren't really good on the road compared to what they are at home. So I'm going to say the Los Angeles Rams win this one.
Well, you know I picked the Saints to make the Super Bowl this year. I'm rolling with the Saints. I love me some Drew Brees. I love me some Michael Thomas. They met up last year against the Rams, and I forget whether it was on home, it was home or away, but they did beat them last year. I'm not talking about the playoffs. I'm talking about regular season game, that crazy game where the Rams almost came back. But the pass interference, I'm always gonna say that the Saints got robbed in that game.
Don't act like a Saints fan. Like, don't, like, complain like every other Saints fan. But move it on to the next game about the Eagles at the Falcons. I don't care that the Falcons are home because the boy Carson Wentz and DeSean Jackson duo is in town in Atlanta. So I don't care how good of Atlanta offense is. They sucked last week against the Vikings defense, and the Eagles still have a very good offense with defense with Fletcher Cox. So I think Carson Wentz could be an MVP this year and get an MVP that he deserved if nature didn't take his leg a couple years back. So, yeah, I do think the Eagles will win.
There's no doubt about this game on who wins it, and I think everyone pretty much can agree, besides you, because the Falcons are going to win this game.
Okay, don't say there's no doubt then, buddy.
No, there is doubt, but the Falcons are going to, I think, are going to win this game. I think that offense is just way too good. Julio Jones, Matt Ryan, Devontae Freeman, like, that's one of the, if not the best, that's like a top five trio in the NFL. I don't know. They did have a bad loss against the Vikings, but I feel like the Vikings defense is very good, but I just think they're going to bounce back this week.
All right. I told you this earlier this week. We got Monday Night Football, the Browns at the Jets. So, Sam Darnold's out with mono. Le'Veon Bell and C.J. Mosley and Quinn Williams will play hurt if they play. So if the Browns don't win this, I don't care if it's in MetLife, I won't be a Browns fan ever again. And I told you this week. If we lose to a team with Trevor Siemian as their quarterback, I will never be a Browns fan again. I will burn everything the Browns have, and I will make my decision on Sportscaster later this week of my new team. So, yes, I'm saying the Browns win this game because I am praying that I don't have to burn $100 worth of Brown stuff. Moving on to you.
So, if they lose to a Jets team, that – so 0-16 won't – that won't make you not a Browns fan. It's just going to lose two games. All right. I see your logic right here. 0-16, that's a great year for the Browns. Like, nothing to worry about. Still a fan, loyal.
Well,
I'm going to pick the Jets because I want to –
we were going to suck that year. We did not know we were going to suck this year.
Oh, yeah, you guys, they were going to go to the Super Bowl. I couldn't imagine. They were going to have the perfect season. I couldn't believe it. They were going to get Odell, Jarvis Landry, and their perfect offensive line, which I told you was very suspect, their offensive line, and that was one of the main reasons that they lost in their game against the Tennessee Titans. Baker Mayfield, you have to give him time. One season, it's a sophomore slump. It's going through everyone. Baker, he's going to have a bad game once in a while. Like, he's not a perfect quarterback. He's a good quarterback, but he's not Tom Brady or he's not Aaron Rodgers just yet. He has all the potential in the world. Odell Beckham and his $250,000 wristwatch played like a $5 wide receiver. You got to give the Browns time. They got to gel.
Okay, Odell had 70 yards. He didn't leave. It wasn't his fault.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, in general, you got to you got to just bounce back. I'm going to pick the Jets because I just want to see what you're like. And I don't know if I'm going to watch your Sportscaster because I think I already know which team you're going to pick. And it's I don't want to spoil it for anyone because they're probably going to lose. But it's the dude he never shuts up about, that team.
Yeah, I mean.
It's a specific dude on his fantasy team. It's that team that he plays for. I'm just giving a little hint right there.
What team?
The Buffalo Bills and Devin Singletary. Because Devin Singletary is just the second coming of Barry Sanders.
I might as well become a Pacers fan for Miles Turner. All right.
Oh, boy.
Moving on to the rankings. We got we are doing rankings. Obviously, we give a group of players and we rank them. We did this a couple weeks back, and it was quite controversial. Baker Mayfield, the fourth best player in the draft. Yeah, okay.
Hey, he proved it that with that performance. Looked like it was true.
All right. So we are moving to just QBs in general, the elite QBs. So I'm going to rank these QBs: Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, and Drew Brees. So coming in at number four right now, we have Aaron Rodgers. You like to say controversial stuff, so I'm going to say controversial stuff that I know you're going to be pissed off about. Aaron Rodgers ranks four out of these people. Aaron Rodgers is a bad, bad man, according to Stephen A. Smith. However, he's just – sure, he's still technically in his prime, but at the end of the day, I don't think he's going to lead the Packers team to wins that Drew Brees, Mahomes, and Brady are going to lead their team to wins. And that's what it comes down to, in my opinion. So coming in at number three is Drew Brees. I don't think Drew Brees is better than Aaron Rodgers by much at all, in my opinion. But I do think Drew Brees ranks a little ahead. I mean, I don't even think there's like complaints about the weapons that Drew Brees and Aaron Rodgers have, because one has Devontae Adams, one has Michael Thomas. Sure, Drew Brees does have Alvin Kamara, so that gives him an advantage a little bit. But I do think Drew Brees runs at number three. But coming in at number two, we have Tom Brady. Tom Brady has AB. He had Gronk for pretty much a lot of his career. So I do think Tom Brady's the GOAT. But he's not the best quarterback in the league right now, in my opinion. I do think the Patriots are one of the best teams in the league. But Tom Brady's not the best quarterback in the league. I think Patrick Mahomes, the reigning MVP, is. The way he started against the Jaguars in that game, I mean, the kid's just ridiculous. The kid's a monster. Like, all hail Mahomes. Like, he's the best out of these four.
Well, you like saying controversial stuff? Well, why don't I clap back right here? Number four, Tom Brady. Why do I say Tom Brady number four? Because Tom Brady, one thing that Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, and Drew Brees all have in common is they can single-handedly carry their team to a win. And Tom Brady, I know, has had the evidence to do that. But I feel like if you just take Tom Brady out for, like, a couple games, I feel like the Patriots can do better because they just have so many players who can really just take over. Antonio Brown, Sony Michel, they just have so many great quarterbacks. And Belichick can find some quarterback that he thinks he'll just pick off the streets and they'll become the next Tom Brady. Number three is Drew Brees. Drew Brees is a very good quarterback. Drew Brees, now the all-time leading passing yards. But I just don't feel like Drew Brees is better than these other two. Number two is going to be Patrick Mahomes. See, Patrick Mahomes, great. Patrick Mahomes can single-handedly carry a team. Patrick Mahomes is amazing. He was the MVP last year. Might even do it again, if not for the man at number one, Aaron Rodgers. I am a huge Aaron Rodgers fan. He's going to win the MVP this year, I believe. And Aaron Rodgers, I feel like this is the year where he's going to prove to everyone that the Packers are still a legitimate threat. He is going to be a Hall of Fame quarterback. And no doubt, but those are my rankings.
All right. Well, moving on to our next. I thought you were going to say Patrick Mahomes at four for a second. I was about to have a problem. But moving on to running backs in the league, I know we didn't put some good running backs on here like Todd Gurley. We didn't put on Zeke, Saquon. But we're putting on five running backs that we thought it would be interesting to rank. And that is David Johnson, Alvin Kamara, Christian McCaffrey, Dalvin Cook, and Le'Veon Bell. So ranking in at number five, we have David Johnson. I think David Johnson is the clear worst out of these five. I mean, David Johnson is obviously getting a lot of hype, but David Johnson's career has been going downhill since that wrist injury. And I think David Johnson's super, super overrated. So moving in at number four, we have Dalvin Cook. I'm one of Dalvin Cook's biggest fans. For some reason, I just love running backs a lot. Dalvin Cook, Devin Singletary, all those guys. So, yeah, Dalvin Cook, he's a very good player. I think the Vikings finally have stability. I'm a huge believer in Dalvin Cook. And then moving in at number three, we have Le'Veon. Now, Le'Veon's patience is beautiful. He had a great game coming back to the Jets. But at the end of the day, I think Kamara and McCaffrey are elite. So, so elite. And I think that's why they're ranking number two. Number two, my opinion changed. And it's weird because Christian McCaffrey did not have the most thrilling game last night. But I do think Alvin Kamara ranks in at number two. Kamara sure is a very, very elite receiver. He can do it all. He can run. He's going to get probably 1,000 in both categories this year. But without Mark Ingram. But at the end of the day, I think Christian McCaffrey is the most elite out of these five for this reason. Christian McCaffrey, sure, last night, he didn't have the best game. But it was all Cam Newton's fault, in my opinion. They want to overuse McCaffrey. Well, they don't want to underuse McCaffrey. And they're going to give him the ball, and there's a reason, because he's elite. But at the end of the day, McCaffrey will have some bad games, but the kid is just a monster. I do think he ranks at number one. How would you rank these five?
I can't believe you just said that Christian McCaffrey is better than Alvin Kamara. I'll address that. Number five, I have to agree with you. It's David Johnson. Now, David Johnson, a few years ago, I would have actually considered him to be in that ranking with Ezekiel Elliott and Todd Gurley. But as you just said, his career has just been going downhill. I really feel like he needs a new situation. He can't be in Arizona. That offensive line is so bad and not good for him. He needs a new situation, new home. Number four is going to be Dalvin Cook. Dalvin Cook, he's a good running back, I believe, but I don't think he's really in that top tier of running backs like Zeke, Barkley.
So there's so many disagreements between us on this. Because, I mean, I think, like, yeah, sure. I think Saquon, Zeke, Kamara, McCaffrey, and Bell.
I wouldn't push me.
Zeke, Kamara, McCaffrey, Saquon, and Bell. Those five guys are a whole tier ahead. But every guy under that, I think, is the same tier. Dalvin Cook, Todd Gurley, Dalvin Cook, Todd Gurley.
Oh, my goodness.
Melvin Gordon. All right.
Let me move on. Number three is Christian McCaffrey. Now, Christian McCaffrey is a great fantasy running back. He's a good receiving running back. He can do a lot of great things. But Christian McCaffrey, I don't blame Cam Newton as much as you did. I do think he had a very bad game. But Christian McCaffrey, you can't blame someone's performance all on one person. I just don't think that Christian McCaffrey is the same as these next two people. Number two, Le'Veon Bell. I didn't think Le'Veon Bell would even like be in the top five in running backs before this season started because of the fact that he took off for a year. But after the first game, I'm just believe he's back. We all know that he's back. He's one of the best running backs in the NFL, and he just had a great game. He's going to have a great year with the Jets. Number one, Alvin Kamara. It's insane to think that you would rank Christian McCaffrey ahead of him. Alvin Kamara has the chance to do something that we haven't seen really in a very long time, and that is, like you said, 1,000 yards in each category. Alvin Kamara, I believe, is on the same level as Saquon Barkley, even though I think that Saquon Barkley is much better and the number one running back in the NFL, as with you. But you can't sleep on Alvin Kamara's talent. The dude's just otherworldly.
Alrighty. So moving on to topic four, our debate. So we have one debate today, and it is, will Andy Reid ever win a Super Bowl? So I'm going to start off. Andy Reid playoff luck isn't the greatest. Andy Reid has proven not to be the greatest coach in the world by being in the playoffs. But when you have Patrick Mahomes on your roster, you got to find some way to win a Super Bowl before Patrick Mahomes is off the Chiefs team, before Andy Reid is off the Chiefs team. And possibly, I think Patrick Mahomes can win a Super Bowl when Andy Reid is off the Chiefs team. However, I think some way, somehow, Patrick Mahomes will get Andy Reid his ring.
I'm going to have to disagree with you on that. I don't think that he'll ever get a ring with Patrick Mahomes. If the Chiefs don't make the Super Bowl this year, I'm considering it to be failure, and I think that Andy Reid should be fired. His playoff luck is just awful. If you go back to his days of Philadelphia, he did make it to the Super Bowl once with the Eagles. Oh my God, why am I blanking on the quarterback's name? Can you help me out a little bit here? Who was their quarterback there in that Super Bowl? The Eagles.
Foles.
No. Back when 2005.
McNabb.
Yes, Donovan McNabb. I'm so sorry. He really didn't have like a lot of luck with the Chiefs. I think he only went to the conference championship last year. He only went to the first round, I think, twice, and that was when he faced Brock. No, it wasn't Brock Osweiler. I'm so sorry. He faced the Texans and shut them out, but that wasn't a very good team. They had Brian Hoyer as their quarterback. And then the next time they won their division and got a first round bye, and then lost to the Steelers, and then after that they lost to the Titans in the wild card game. I just don't think the Chiefs will ever win a Super Bowl. I think they'll make it to the Super Bowl at least once, but I don't think they'll win one.
All right, moving on. to the next topic, the last topic of the day, is who will have a better year, NBA / NFL edition. So the first one, I did it for the memes, okay? I did it for the memes because everybody already knows what my answer is, and it is Devin Singletary or David Montgomery. Sam, what is your answer on this? Who do you think will have a better year, David Montgomery or Devin Singletary?
I know who you're going to say, so I'm just going to go with the opposite one. But I do believe he will have a better year because you overrate Devin Singletary like he's the second coming of Barry Sanders or Saquon Barkley. But David Montgomery, I feel like he's just going to have a bigger workload because Mitchell Trubisky has not proven himself yet as a quality quarterback. So I think that David Montgomery, he's going to have a big year.
Well, everybody in the world knows who I'm going
with. Oh, boy, here we go.
I am going with David Montgomery. No, I'm just kidding. I'm going with Devin Singletary of the Buffalo Bills. And, like, I swear I never met Devin Singletary. The only NFL players I have met have been Avery Moss and Trayvon Wesco. And, and I mean, yeah, I never met Devin Singletary. I promise. I'm just a huge believer of him. FAU, go Owls. You look incredible against the Jets. So, yes, I'm picking Devin Singletary to have a better year. But moving on to an answer where I already know what the hell you're going to say. It's Karl Anthony Towns or Rudy Gobert. Let me get this out of the way. It's Karl Anthony Towns. He's way better offensively. Karl Anthony Towns, I think, will have a better defensive year than ever, playing with Jarrett Culver on that defensive side. And at the end of the day, I think Kat is still very young with so much potential. But we all know who you're going to say, so just go away.
The question is, who will have a better year?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to agree with you on this one. I think that Karl Anthony Towns will have a better year than Rudy Gobert. This is, I'm not saying that he's better than Rudy Gobert. I'm saying better year because Rudy Gobert, you have to see, they're going to they have now Mike Conley and they have Donovan Mitchell, who I feel like is going to have a huge year. And that might like limit Rudy Gobert's touches a bit, even though he will have a really good year. Karl Anthony Towns is going to have to carry this Minnesota team. He's the number one option. He's going to get most of the touches. I just think he's going to have a better year. But if the question was who's better, I'm still going Rudy Gobert.
All righty. Well, next up we got Zion Williamson or Ja Morant. And I'm sorry, but we're not going to Durham, North Carolina. We're going to Murray, Kentucky. Murray State University alumni, Ja Morant. I do think Ja Morant will win Rookie of the Year, regardless of the fan voting. I think he will be an incredible, incredible point guard in this league. I don't think anybody seems to be denying it. So as much upside as Zion has, I'm picking Ja.
I think Zion Williamson's going to get it. We don't. Ja Morant's going to be playing in Memphis. Who's watching Memphis nowadays? No one's going to be watching. I think that he'll have a good year. I think Zion Williamson is just going to have a really good, solid year. He's not going to have, like, a LeBron type of rookie year. I think Zion Williamson is going to average, like, 16 points and maybe, like, 11 rebounds. But Zion Williamson is just going to have too good of a year to pass up on him because we all know that the fans are going to vote for him. But I think Zion Williamson will be the Rookie of the Year.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, I want to take a quick stop about a question that we had. So they're asking about the seasons. So, like, when is season 2 going to start, all this? So, this is obviously season 1 of the SSTN podcast. I am planning to do at least 15 episodes per season. So, I would say in around 9-10 weeks, we will have the launch of season 2 of our podcast. So, that's your answer for you guys asking. So, moving
on. SeatGeek, if you are listening to this, pick us up. Give us a promo code.
Promo code. Okay. Well, as much as I talk about Devin Singletary, oh yeah, we might be doing a list of our 10 favorite players next week. We might be going a Wednesday weekly or Friday weekly. We're still confused on the whole schedule. But yeah, so as much as I say how like my favorite player Devin Singletary is, he's not my favorite player in all of sports. And no, it's not Miles Turner either. It's number 0. Playing for the team in basketball in Oregon because he's always been my favorite player, and that's Damian Lillard. So Damian Lillard or Kyrie Irving, who will have a better year, Kyrie, sure, he isn't playing without KD. This is completely his team, in my opinion. But Dame Dalla, the second best point guard in the league. Yes, I said it. The second best point guard in the league, come at me, is going to get this better year.
I'm going to disagree with you. Kyrie Irving playing in my home city of New York City in the Barclays Center. Would have liked him to play in Madison Square Garden, but he's going to be playing in Brooklyn. I just think that he's going to have a better year. He has to carry Brooklyn this year. I feel like Brooklyn's going to have a very similar year to last year. They'll make the playoffs, I think, definitely. Him and Spencer Dinwiddie seem to be very good. I just think Kyrie, I feel like he's going to be better than D'Angelo Russell was last year. And once KD comes back, oh boy, the Nets are going to be pure title contenders.
All righty. Moving on to the next one. We all know what Sam is going to say on this one. But because the year has already started, but it's Lamar Jackson or Matt Ryan. I don't care what the hell Matt Ryan did against the Vikings. I really don't care. Matt Ryan is a proven vet. He's going to have a good year like always. So say what you want about the Lamar Jackson hype train. I'm saying Matt Ryan having a better year.
I think we can both agree that our second favorite teams, like the teams that we would root for because our teams suck, is you would be the Bills and mine would be the Ravens. Can we not agree?
All right. Hold on. Story time. I was a Ravens fan.
Oh, you were a Ravens
fan. When Joe Flacco won the Super Bowl. But for some reason, I didn't.
Oh, bandwagon.
No. Before Joe Flacco. I was watching the whole year, the whole power outage, whole like Ray Rice fan, even though I regret that now. So, yeah. So, but then all of a sudden, maybe like a year after one Super Bowl, I decided I don't want to be a Ravens fan anymore. So I went to a jersey shop. I picked out a Browns jersey. That was history. I went through the misery, and hopefully the misery's over now. But yeah, you go on.
Well, the Baltimore Ravens quarterback, not running back, not receiver, quarterback, Lamar Jackson is better. Lamar Jackson is going to be a superstar in this league. He is still the best quarterback to come out of the draft class. And, oh, my goodness, he's going to prove everyone wrong. And he just did against the Dolphins.
Next, Jamarcus Russell. No, I'm just kidding. Here, Lamar Jackson already had a better career.
Jamarcus Russell showed absolutely.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson already had a better career than Jamarcus Russell. So, moving on to the next one. It's the last one of the day. We got two great safeties in this league, and that is Eddie Jackson or Derwin James. Derwin James is one of my favorite players in all sports, even though I don't know if he made the top 10 or not. But he is, and I'm a huge believer. Eddie Jackson is on the best defense in the league with Khalil Mack and Roquan Smith and Akeem Hicks and all those guys. And so at the end of the day, Derwin James puts the Chargers defense on his back along with Joey Bosa. And I do think Derwin James has already proved himself to be an elite player. I'm a huge fan of him. So I'm saying Derwin James will have a better year than Eddie Jackson.
Well, Derwin James is going to miss a lot of time.
Yeah, he is. Well,
he is missing a lot of time.
I'm talking about when he gets back, though.
Well, when he gets back, you're not going to count the entire year. Eddie Jackson's going to have a better year because Derwin James is. We don't even know how much he's going to play this year.
Guys, we'll switch this, and make it next year. Or give me a career. I'm saying Derwin James.
Well, we got to know how he comes back from this injury. It's not I think
Derwin James will come back just fine.
Well, that's what you think, and I'll believe it when it happens.
All righty. Well, it is a fun episode. I could possibly be a Bills fan next week. That's all I can think about. I mean, I don't know. I don't even know if I'm going to choose the Bills. I'm going to be real. I could go back to the Ravens. I can, narrow it down to a few options. Be like Anthony Edwards, LeBron, broadcast this on live TV with, a couple of teams in my mind. And it just be, Beasley's decision. Which team will I go for? But the Browns are going to win on Monday night. So
I have an interesting idea.
Yep.
For our podcast fans, if you want to see a little something, maybe Monday night we pull out. Maybe what we could do is we could get up a little sportscaster and watch the game and then commentate over it, and we'll see your decision.
All right. I'll commentate sportscaster live. I'll do that because I've been inactive on sportscaster lately.
Maybe I'll join up. I haven't started Sportscaster. Okay. Maybe I'll join up with
you. Okay, yeah. Okay. Quick plug at the end. it's sportscaster, sportscast, basically the word sportscaster with no E before the R. And it's basically a great app where you can stream, talk about sports, all that stuff. I have like 1.2K total views on there. So make sure to follow me at Joe Beasley on that. Make sure to follow my Twitter at Joe Beasley. Make sure to follow Sam on Twitter at SamMarzulli18. And we will catch you guys next podcast.